Hello again out there in Bird Lane. It's Hanson Tibbetts along with the
Ship Time Stat.
Here we are as we are getting much closer as we inch towards the end of August. And I have to say, Chip, it was it felt a little fallish a couple of days this week.
Ooh, uh-oh. It's coming.
Yeah.
I've been noticing the goldenrod blooming. Gold. That's another sign that, the tail end of summer, and Joe Pye weed in bloom as well. And lots of birds and molts. Another sign of fall.
Yes, absolutely. It's getting much closer to, you don't know what to put on in the morning because it's kind of chilly, and then by the end of the day, it's very warm. So it's that, you know, we just don't know what to wear.
Yeah, layers. Just like in winter, right?
Absolutely. Well, make sure you get that Vermont flannel on. That's what we need. So a couple of things, Chip. You've been seeing some waterfowl?
Yeah, and nothing rare or unusual, but I've been thinking a lot about common birds and how, you know, you start to take birds for granted, and or the common birds, that is, and there's a lot of joy in watching common birds and seeing what they're doing. So, you know, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about the unusual birds, not always, but, you know, the first state record for crested caracara and the American white pelican that showed up last summer. So we get excited about rare birds as birders, bird watchers, but I really love watching what common birds are up to as well. And I spent some time watching mallards this week. I'm actually in Ludlow right now, and lots of mallards and doing interesting things on the lake here.
So what's so interesting about a mallard this time of year?
Well, just a couple of general things about mallards and waterfowl in general. You may notice if you're out kayaking or canoeing or fishing or just by the water, and if you see ducks nearby, they seem to just swim away rather than fly away. And I know mallards, and maybe this is true for other ducks, right now are molting. And unlike a lot of birds, like songbirds, when waterfowl molt, at least many species, they molt almost all of their fly feathers at once. So they can't fly. So that's why they're swimming away from you rather than flying away from you. And I was out kayaking, and I could actually see on the folded up wing of a duck all the fly feathers impinned. So those ducks weren't going to fly away from me because they just couldn't. So a lot of ducks are molting right now, and mallards, and this is true for many duck species, male mallards molt into what's called an eclipse plumage. And eclipse plumage, when they're in eclipse plumage, they look like a female. They look basically uniformly brown. They don't have the bright green head and the white collar and the maroon chest. They look like a female, so they only are in that eclipse plumage, that female-like plumage, when they're molting, and then they'll look like a regular old male mallard with the green head when they're done with their molt. So that's something different about molt in waterfowl compared to other species.
Because that the mallard is that your classic duck. It's got, you know, that green head, which is kind of glossy at times. It's got the white ring on the neck and the brown chest and yellow bill. But you're telling me when it molts, we're going to see something a little bit different here this time of year.
Yeah, it will look like there's only female mallards around that, you know, more or less uniform brown. It's kind of has a scaly look. It's not totally brown, but all the mallards will look pretty much the same. One little trick though you can use to distinguish the males from the females is the males have this unmarked olive colored bill, and a female has a more orangey yellow bill with a little dark saddle on the top of it.
Yeah, good stuff. The mallard is probably, I would have to say, it's one of our most popular ones in Vermont, in the Green Mountains, would be the mallard.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the most common duck in Vermont, especially on lakes and ponds. Yeah, for sure. But you know, I actually was watching them carefully here at the lake, and I saw that, you know, mallards are, or ducks are kind of broken up into two groups, dabblers and divers. So the diving ducks, like mergansers or scop, eiders, they're diving ducks. They regularly dive to catch their food or forage on the bottom of a water body. And dabblers are the ones that, like pintails and widgeons and mallards and wood ducks, they kind of tip up. You see their butt sticking out of the water, and they feed on the bottom by, you know, not diving typically, but just tipping down with their butt in the air and feeding. But I was watching these mallards actually diving, and was very curious about what they were eating. I couldn't figure it out. They would come up after diving, and they have their mouth open quite wide and obviously trying to swallow something very large, and I could not figure out what it was. And my wife figured it out because my granddaughter had collected a bunch of snail shells. So there's all these snails that are about the size of a golf ball, and the mallards were diving down to get the snails, and that's what they were eating.
Cool stuff. So it wasn't a frog then?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, I never thought of that way. You've got ducks that dive and the others that dabble.
Yeah. And, you know, as I just mentioned, the dabblers can dive. And, I don't know if diving ducks ever dabble or not, but those dabblers can dive if they have to. And where we were seeing them doing this, you know, there was no aquatic vegetation. There was it wasn't too deep. It was a rocky bottom, and that's where all the snails were hiding.
Yeah, good stuff. But in good old Montpelier in Round, it's nighthawk season, right?
Yeah, it's the very start of it. There's a group of folks who regularly monitor the nighthawk migration in southern Vermont in the Connecticut River Valley. And they've been reporting some nighthawks, small numbers right now, moving south. I've seen a few as well in the I'm on vacation in the Ludlow area, and I saw a couple flying over one evening. So they're beginning their southbound migration already, and yeah, we're nowhere near the end of August. Mm. Well, we're getting close, but not quite there.
Yeah, and you can count these by the dozens, right? Flying through.
Yeah, and the high counts get up to 1,000, I think even more. So we can report back on the migration because it's just getting started, and there's times when there are major movements going south of, you know, hundreds, if not over 1,000 nighthawks. Such cool birds too. They're in the whippoorwill family, the nightjar family. So it's a nocturnal bird, but when they migrate, they are usually doing it late afternoon and at dusk. I think when I saw some the other day, it was only like 3:30 in the afternoon. So really cool birds. They fly. They're very angular, so they kind of look like a killdeer in flight. Long tapered wings. A long, slightly forked tail, and they're pretty dark, but they have a white band at the end of the wing. So very distinctive bird, fun to watch. They fly almost bat-like. They're very erratic in their flight as they're moving south, especially if they're hunting at the same time.
Good stuff, the nighthawk. Well, I've been noticing some goldfinches in the thistles lately, so that makes me really think of August and late August as well.
Yeah, they're one of our later nesters, so they're doing their thing right now. I don't know if they're on eggs right now or have nestlings. Haven't really come across any nests, but yeah, this is the time of year they're nesting, whereas many other birds have already finished their nesting cycle. They may be still feeding fledglings. I've seen some warblers still bringing food to young that are out of the nest. A lot of birds are just wrapping up the nesting season and molting and starting to think about migrating already. Exciting time of year.
Absolutely. Well, we got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.